This is your two-minute drill presented by University Hospitals. If the Browns want to snap their winless way this weekend against the Tennessee Titans, they're going to have to be better in the red zone on both ends of the field, as the team has struggled on both offense and defense when they're inside the 20-yard line. Offensively, the Browns have had no issue moving the ball between the 20s, and their running game has come alive in recent weeks as Isaiah Correll and Duke Johnson have found their footing behind a retooled offensive line. But it's inside the 20 where the Browns are having breakdowns, and particularly the biggest problem has been interceptions. Interceptions is what ended up getting DeShone Kizer benched halfway through the game against the New York Jets, and then the Browns had another three interceptions, one of which being in the red zone when Kevin Hogan was at quarterback against the Texans. With Kizer back under center this week, Hugh Jackson has said he will lean more toward the running game if he has to, and hopes that Kizer can execute these plays and just get 3 points if that's all that's there to get. Obviously, the Browns want to get touchdowns, and that requires execution and potentially more plays for Isaiah Correll and Duke Johnson inside that red area. Defensively, the Browns have been improved in a number of areas and have had a number of three and outs, but when they've been inside the 20-yard line, teams are getting touchdowns more than they're not. Quarterbacks in particular have had the most success against the Browns defense inside the red zone as they found a number of open targets. This week, the Browns are hoping to avoid those situations and hope more experience out of such players as Jabril Peppers gets better against the quarterback in Marcus Mariota, who simply doesn't turn the ball over inside the red zone. For the Browns to get their first win this season, they're going to have to be better in a lot of areas, but specifically in the scoring zone where they've struggled on both ends. Keep it locked on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for all the latest updates going into Sunday's game against the Titans.